Meanwhile, more civilian casualties in Yemen as Saudi Arabia launches fresh airstrikes against the impoverished Arab nation. Yemeni sources say six members of a family were killed in a Saudi airstrike on the Mohabbasha district in Hajja province. Saudi jets also carried out two airstrikes on the Qami area of the northwestern Sa'dah province. In retaliation, a Yemeni army and Ansarullah fighters attacked several military bases in Jazan and Dahranah Janub regions inside of Saudi Arabia. Over 6,200 Yemenis, mostly civilians, have been killed since the beginning of the Saudi aggression on March the 26th. Thanks so much for being with us, Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV's correspondent. Now, Mohammed, I guess a day of paradoxes. On the one hand, it is Eid, and on the other hand, we have Saudi Arabia continuing to pound Yemen. Please fill us in on the latest situation there.
Yes, the recent Saudi aerial bombardment have targeted different areas in the country. Particularly in Hajja, which is witnessing a continued and relentless aerial bombardment, and also Sa'dah, which are near the borders with Saudi Arabia. So far in Hajja, they have targeted a region there. It's called Jayah in Al-Mohabbasha. It's one of the districts of Hajja. They have killed a whole family there. So we are witnessing these days an episode of Saudi continued relentless indiscriminate bombardment of residential areas. Every day and every now and then we witness and hear that the a whole family is being killed. Many human rights activists are calling for the international community to put an end to this kind of serial killing of Yemeni civilians. Also in the other region of the country, they have also targeted here in Sana'a a residence for one of the military officers here in the country. But so far, they have killed his family members there, and also targeted this densely populated area. And also, they have targeted once again the police military camp, which is also in a densely populated area. As Yemenis are marking the Eid al-Adha religious occasion, and they were hoping that the Saudi Arabia would respect this important religious occasion, but unfortunately many Yemenis have expressed their outrage for the Saudi Arabia's relentless and indiscriminate bombardment. As today also we have witnessed another terrorist attack, an act that was committed inside the mosque of Al-Bulayli, which is to the south of the capital, Sana'a. It's a mosque where Yemenis from different affiliations and backgrounds get together to perform the Al-Eid prayer. But so far, two suicide bombers simultaneously detonated themselves, killing at least 10 worshippers there, and also injuring more than 30 others. And the number of the killed people is expected to increase. As also regarding the retaliatory operations deep into the Saudi territories, the Yemeni army, backed by the popular commissions, they have also shelled different missiles into the region of Khashan in Jazan. Jazan, there are many military positions that have already been taken over by the army and the popular commissions. In a sign that the Yemeni people are supporting and applauding these military operations deep into the Saudi territories, and you look at them as the last option for them as a resort to end what they describe the Saudi unlawful war. Also, the Yemeni army there, and backed by the popular commissions, have also inflicted heavy casualties on Saudi army who tried to take over the Al-Hithaira military position in Jizan. But so far, the Yemeni army have retaliated strongly, and they have also destroyed a number of armored vehicles and killed many Saudi soldiers. So the situation continues with no end in sight. The Saudi Arabia and also the terrorist operations are simultaneously killing and claiming more Yemeni lives.
All right, Mohammed. So sorry, we're out of time. I appreciate that update. Appreciate that update out of Sana'a. Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV's correspondent there.